Good evening and welcome to the news. I'm Ankita Mukherjee. Over the next half hour, the day's big stories. What do the numbers indicate when it comes to India's battle against the Omicron-powered third wave? Are cases, in fact, going down in the main cities, while hospitalizations, however, seem to be up? Let's take you through the headlines tonight. The centre tells states increase COVID testing. The centre red flags a decline in testing in many states and wants testing increased in areas where positivity is high. India's cases fall after this decline in tests. Delhi cases fall further. Less than 12,000 new cases today. Positivity percentage also drops from 28% to 22%. However, COVID hospitalizations in Mumbai are worryingly over the 10% mark. Delhi NCR also see an uptick in COVID hospitalizations. China races to finish this illegal bridge in Ladakh. Satellite images of a Chinese bridge over Pangong So, an NDTV exclusive. Will this give China an edge over this key Ladakh flashpoint? Bhagwant Mann is Aam Aadmi Party's Punjab pick for the chief minister's post. Mann also responds to questions about his drinking problem, speaking to NDTV. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman says the Supreme Court's order on the 2005 Antariksh Deva satellite deal is proof of the Congress's misuse of power. The government is fighting in every court to save taxpayers' money, which would have otherwise gone to pay for what she describes as the scandalous deal. Oil prices surge to a seven-year high as optimism over a global recovery returns to trading floors and also amid supply disruption concerns following the UAE drone attack. New satellite images reveal the full extent of the devastation caused by a massive volcanic eruption in Tonga that triggered tsunami waves around the Pacific. Tonga could spend days or even weeks cut off from the rest of the world. Its sole undersea communications cable has snapped. And yay or nay, the masala dosa ice cream that's taking social media by storm.